أن الإيمان والعمل الصالح سبب دخول الجنة والبلوغ الدرجات العالية عند الله تعالى. Is that verily iman and righteous good deeds, and they are causes for an individual to enter into Jannah. They're causes. What do we mean by causes? Because remember, because this person say, well, how are you saying that if you do righteous good deeds and believe, that's a reason for you to go to Jannah? But then before you said that the only way you get into Jannah is by the mercy of Allah. Naam. They both are correct. You know how? Because who are the ones who are eligible for entry into Jannah? Those who believe and work righteous good deeds. So you gotta have good, you gotta have good belief. Yeah, and you gotta have the proper belief. The proper belief. You have to be upon Islam. And you have to act and bring forth those deeds that are necessary. Just to be eligible. Without that, you're not eligible. You come with shirk and kufr, you're not eligible. You're not eligible. You won't make it past go, as they say. So to be eligible, you got to have iman and righteous good deeds. That's to be eligible. But how you get in? By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Your level in the Jannah is based on how much you strove. So it's important that we understand and eat both of those things properly. The final point of benefit that the Sheikh he mentions, he says, أَنَّ الشَّرَفَ النَّسَبْ بِدُونَ عَمِنُ الصَّالِحِ لَا يُفِيدُ صَاحِبُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, is that the noble lineage without righteous good deeds, then it will not benefit its companion with Allah. The person they come and they got came from an excellent lineage, excellent royal family, royalty, huh? But without righteous good deeds, without proper belief, it's not going to benefit you. So that's something that I want to stress to the brothers. You know what I mean? We have individuals who they call each other king. What's up, king? What up, queen? Right? You really want to be something? You really want to be something? You really want to be noble? Accept Islam. Believe correctly. Have taqwa. Have fear and reverence of Allah Ta'ala. Do what is correct. Live your life in a proper way. Change your life. Then you can be noble. But by just these things, and even if they were true, that they were descendants of kings and queens and so on and so forth, that we descendants of kings and queens, they say. So what? No benefit me with Allah if I don't believe properly, and if I don't fear him and do what he commands me to do and stay away from that which he told me to stay away from. Being royalty don't benefit me. But being a believer, being a slave of Allah, that benefits me. You understand? Being a slave of Allah, that benefits you. So be slaves of Allah. Even if you're children of royalty, forget that. You know where it's at? And being a slave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what will get you into the Jannah and get you high places and high ranks and status in the Jannah.